Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dal, picking up 12 lines down, second word in line. Amarle, this is the 13th story. Amarli, so we're talking about here the Arab merchant that was with Rabbi Barbachan. The Arab merchant said, Ta'ach vilach Har Sinai. He said, let me take you to Har Sinai. I want to show you Har Sinai. So, Ozli Chazoi de Hadrile Akrive. I went and I saw that there were scorpions that were surrounding it. V'kaimi ki chamri chavrita. And they were stood up by like white donkeys. Shamati Basko Shomer, there was a heavenly voice that said, Oy li shenishbati, v'achshav shenishbati, mi mefirli. Woe to me that I swore, and now that I did it, who's going to be mefir my neder? Says Rashbam, mina galus, kedusiv kroi tuva benavim. That he went out and he was in the Kosh Baruch Hu, sent us to galus. And he's all upset that he did that, and like, if only someone would be mefir my neder. Kiyasila kamei rabbanu, he came from rabbanu, amali, he said, kol abba chamra, kol bar barchana sikhsach. We saw this yesterday. Every abba is stupid like a donkey, and every Rabbi Chana is a fool. Lomar Mufralach. You should have said straight away, Mufralach. You should have been made for it. He just said, like, if only someone would go and do it. In other words, why didn't you do it right away? Hayalcha Lomar Mufralach. You should have right away said, yeah, fine, you're off the hook. And he thought, no, maybe he meant by, he's talking about the Mabul. Says Rashbam, who Rabbi Chana suffered Dilma Shavuos, the Mabul, the Chsiv Asher Nishbati Mavor Me Noach. Osa Shavua, Haya Rotsa Lahafir, Viachavisa Olam, Bimabu, Lafika Chlorotsa Lahafir. And as he was saying, like, if only would let me, someone let me, we know that Kosh Baruch Hu said by the Mabul that he's never going to do such a thing again. And then he was upset at Klai Yisrael now, so he's saying, if only someone would get me out of my neder that I can go and destroy him. So of course he didn't want to go ahead and be made for that neder. Verabunim, what did I say back? That doesn't make any sense. Imkin, that's the truth. And if that was what it was talking about, then Oyli Lama, why would he say, woe is to me? Why would Hashem be upset about the fact that he wanted to go ahead and do them good for Klai Yisrael? Number 14, Amar for the Jewish people, for the world. Amarli, the Arab guy said, Ta'ach vilach belue de karkam, I'm going to show you the ones that got swallowed up with Korach. Ooh, crazy. So Chasai Trey Bizei, we saw these two cracks that were in the ground. Rashbam says that Bizei's Bika'im, these two cracks, Vahava Kamafke Kutra, and smoke was coming. Rashbam says, Kutra is Ashan. Shaka Gabba Vadamar, so he took this wool, this stuff from wool. Rashbam says, look, Giza Semer Vashar B'mayim, and he soaked it in water. V'am Shina B'maya, right, which is what it says, now it's soaked in water, with atzisa barosha deromcha, and he put it on the top of a romach of a spear, v'aile hasam, and he put it into these cracks. V'chi apik hava ichrach ichruche, it got singed, right, remember that from machrich reisha, you know, about anyway, fine. So Hanu Gababe, Afa Pisha Shurimim, even though they were in water, still they got singed. Amarli, the Arab guy then says, Atsis Mashmaita, and pay attention, listen carefully to what you hear. Hashmam says, Haske Sushama, pay attention, hearken and listen. Ushmoy Savi Amar, listen to what they were, and I heard them say, Moshe Yemes, Visaroso Emes, right? Because they went down, but they went down alive. Amarlo, and then he said, Amarli, he said to me, Kot Los in Yomi every 30 days. Rashbam says every Rosh Chodesh, Mahadulu Gehenim Lahacha, they get shaken up and Gehenim brings them over here, kibasar beklachas, like meat in a pot that gets flipped over in order that it should be able to cook properly, says Rashbam. Vamir Hachi, and they say, Moshe Emes, Asarasa Emes, Vehein Badoyin, Moshe Vesarasa Emes, Vehein Badoyin. Moshe and his Torah are true, and they are liars. In other words, they're talking about themselves. The Moshe is true, the Torah is true, and that we're a bunch of liars. Number 15, Amar Li said to me, Ta'ach vilach heicha denashki arav rikia adadi. I'm going to show you a place where heaven and earth touch, where they kiss one another. And I went over there and I saw that it was made up of a lot of different windows, right? That's what the Rashbam spells out of here. So Shakat Listoi is Nachta Bekavsa Durkia. I took my basket, my bread basket, and I put it in one of the windows of heaven. The Matzlina Beise Velo Ashkechise. After I davened, I went back to look for it and I couldn't find it. It was gone. Amin Alei. So I said to that guy, Ikiganvihacha, there's a Ganav over here. It's gone. Amali said to me, Nah, Hai Galgal Durkia Hudahadar. It's the It's the gaga of the rakia. That's just like, it's the circle of life, but it's the circle of the rakia. In other words, it goes around in circles, it rotates, and it took the basket with it. Says Rashbam, chozer, kedamirinu b'psachim, we say, b'psachim, gagal chozer, mazal is kfu, and the mazal is kavua, and the gaga just like goes around in circles, and so what should you do? Natar ad lamachar, hacha o mishkachasla. Why don't you just wait until tomorrow, until the same time that you went and you put it over there, then you'll see that it's going to come back. You're going to find it in Gachava. That is what happened. Number 16, Rabbi Yochanan Mishtai, Rabbi Yochanan said over the following story, Zim nechada, one time, una vez, once upon a time, Hava ka'azlina besfinta, we were out in a boat, v'chazina hu kvara, we saw that there was a fish. The Afke the Reish Miyama, who stuck his head out of the ocean, Vidamyan Ainei Kitre Siri, and its eyes were like two moons. They were so like big and shiny. Vinofitzmayim Itatse Zime Kitre Mavre de Sura. And water came out of its nostrils like the rivers of Sura. In other words, it's huge. It was very, very big. And like these two rivers. That were in Surah. Number 17, Rav Safra Mishtai. Rav Safra said the following stories. I'm going to have a cause in the Pacific and we were in a boat once. We saw there was this fish. The Afki, the Reisha Mayam, took his head out of the sea. It had horns. It had horns. V'chakik alei, and there was something that was engraved on it that said, "Ana birya kala shabiyam." I am a just one of the small ones. Says the Rashbam, "Mibrios ketanim shabiyam." V'avina talasme a parsa, and yet I'm 300 parsa. V'azilna lefuma de livyasan, and I'm on my way to go to the mouth of livyasan. Says Rashbam, "Shilochleni ayom," that I'm its food. I'm its food for today. I'm Ravashi says, "Ahu iza diyama." That is called the iza diyama. The eiz is a goat, and it's a iza diyama, a sea goat. Says Rashbam, "Shakoma shish beyabasha." Everything that's found in land is bayam. That's found in the sea. Chutz min ha-chulda, except for a chulda shebishchita. School in the Gemara spells it out. So back into the Gemara, "Ahu iza diyama hu de bechisha." V'isla karna b'karne, because it goes and it searches out for food. What does it do? Says Rashbam, chofers b'yam b'karne levakesh achim zoseh. What does it do? It goes and it starts digging into the ground to go find its food. Number 18, Rabbi Yochanan Mishtai, he told the following stories. I'm going to have a cause in the Basinta. Once you were going on a boat for Chazina, he kartalisa. We said it was a kartalisa, which is Rashbam is a argaz. It was his chest, like a treasure chest. They have a call mikbai ba'avodim tovus of Argolius. It had like diamonds and silver and pearls and gems and all this stuff. V'hadri la mini de kavri de mikri karsha. It was surrounded by a type of fish that are called karsha. Okay, but they wanted to be able to get it. It says Rashbam kachshmo. Its name is karsha. So nachis, they went down there. Beep, turn the page. Ayin dalam beis bar nachis bar amoroi la susei. This is la suye. Says the Rashbam bar amoroi. Adam shodeh loshut b'mayim. The guy knows how to swim well. Right, so there's like this diver goes down to go get it. Viragash, the fish felt or noticed, sensed that it was there. He was there. And he wanted to go and bite off his legs. This is what Shabigish Lachto Chirecha wanted to bite off his thigh to get rid of it. Vishada Zika Dechala. What did he do? He threw a bottle full of vinegar. This is Chomitz. And what happened? Vinachas, and because it was really stinky, it went down into the water and left him alone. Nafak baskalo amar alone. A heavenly voice came and said to us, "My istachubahade kartalisa. What business do you have over here with this treasure chest? The bisu, the bichanina Mendoza, that belongs to the wife of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Dasida the shadya tcheltaba, that the tcheles is going to be kept over there." Says Rashbam, "Latzniabo is kept there. Latzadiki la'amad asi, they're going to be there for the next world." For the next world, what are you doing? Sorry, number 19. Rabbi Yehuda Hindu'ai Mishtai. Rabbi Yehuda the Hindu'ai, which means Ethiopian, which that's where I was this morning actually, in the Halig Ethiopia. Anyway, so he said the story. Zimnechada havazina besfinta. Once we're out in a boat, v'chazina hu evan tova, we saw there was a very precious stone. Says the Rashbam, "Lasoch hamayim v'hadrolei tanina." That was in the water, and the hader hadilah tanina that was surrounded by a tanina, the sea creature. Nachas barim uray lasuyai. This diver went in to go and get it. Asa tanina kabayi lemivla la svinta. And this monster, this sea creature, wanted to swallow up the whole boat. And came towards it. And asa pishkansa paskelereshe. This raven, a female raven, came and chopped off the head of this sea monster. Right, that's Rashbam. It's Oriv Nikiva. Rashbam explains all these things.
Yes, apichu mayev avadama. There was so much blood that came out of it that it all turned red. All the water turned blood red. Asatini lechavrei, the friend of that sea creature came and shakli v'taliyalei, and they took that stone and hung it again on the dead creature. V'chayin, and it came back to life. And hadar asakabayu b'alasvinta, and went right back to what it was doing. It wanted to go and swallow the boat. Hadar asatipa paska, the base, and the bird came again and chopped off its head again. Shaklula hi evin tuva, and the diver took the stone and shadul asvinta, he threw it into the boat. Havahani tsipre meliche ba'adan, and they had with them salt birds that they were going to use for their food. Oh, Savino Alayu, and he put it on top of it because he wanted to see, like, what's going to be if I go and I put them on top of him. Right? Says Rashbam, Lenatsos Myuchu V'choyu Porcholem. See if they were going to live from this, and they did. They came back to life, says the Gemara Shaklua, and they came back to life, and they took the stone, and then they flew away. Right, it says Rashbam, and they took it away and they went. Story number 20, Tana Rabban, on Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shahi Yubayim, Besvino, on a boat, for Rabbi Eliezer, Yashin, Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping, for Yeshua, Nair, he was awake, and his Daza, Rabbi Yeshua, and he started to shake. Rashbam says, Charet Charad, he was very scared. Venina Rabbi Eliezer woke him up, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, what happened? Mazi Yeshua, I'm putting man, his dad, Nizdazata. Why did you do that? Amalo, he said back to him, Mor Gadol Risa V'yam, I saw this big light that was out in the sea. Amalo, he says to him, Shema Enav Shal Livyasan Risa, maybe you saw the eyes of the Livyasan. The Chsev says about the Livyasan, Enav Ka'af Apei Shachar, they're like the eyelids of the dawn. They shine very bright. They shine very, very bright. And we're going to see what's the Livyasan is the fish that's going to be for the Tzadikim, Lasilavo. Let's see. Amar Avashi, Amar Lihuna. This is number 21, the final story, but we're getting into more stuff. But we started a whole series of the 21. Amar Avashi, Amar Lihuna, Barad Nasan. He sent them the following story. Zimlechana, story time. Zimlechana, have a cause. Zimlechana, one time they're in the Midbar. Have a Yatman, the Bisra, Bahadan. And we had with us this meat, the type of meat, some meat with us. And Pchasna. Psachna v'nakrina, and they opened up. This is clearly the leg because they opened it up and they took off of it. The Rashbam says v'nakrina mina chila v'gidanasha. It took off it from the forbidden fats and the gidanasha and the sciatic nerve. Va'anachna aisbe, and they put these different asavim, these different spices on it. Ademaisinan tzivi. While we were going to get wood, chalam. Chalam Atma, the says Rashbam, Shinischabra Yachad Kimitchila, this meat that we had cut open to take out the sciatic nerve, take out the Gidanasha, and take out the fats, it had healed in the meantime. And what happened with Tvina, and finally roasted it. Kiadra, when we came back, Labasa Tracer Yachishata, 12 months later, Chazinu lahanu gumre da'avakom lachshe. We saw that those same coals were still glowing hot. Ki asel coming on memory, coming on memory. Armeli said to me, "Ahu isma samtri hava." That spice that you used on the meat that ended up healing it is called samtri. Says Rishbam Esav shemechaber. It goes in and puts things back together. It heals things. Kadrinim ba'mekabel and ba'metzia. Ube'elu treifus. So da'avad lei samtri v'chaye. And Hanu Gumre de Risma Avu, and the coals you use were from Risma. Rashma says Rosem Shehu Shein Chalav Kab Mehira. They last for a very, very long time. Vayir Elokim es Tanninim Gedolim. The pasuk says in Bereishis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the Tanninim Gedolim, right in the very beginning of the Torah, these big sea creatures. Hacha Targima. Here in Babel, they said this is Arzili Diyama, the Re'emim of the sea. Says Rashbam Re'emim Shebiyam. They are the Re'emim, this of the sea. Yeah, that's what it says. Re'emim Shabiyam. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ze Livyasa Nachash Bariach. The Livyasa Nashon Akalasan. They're the Livyasan, the straight snake, and the Livyasan, the curved snake. She remember by Yomahu, Yivkot Hashem Charbo Hakosha, on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his hard, great, and mighty sword, will judge the Livyasan, the straight snake, and the Livyasan, the curved snake, which is a pasuk in Yishayahu. Simin Kol Sha Yardain, every time and the Yardain. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol Masha Bar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olam, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu created Zachar Nekeva Rami, created a Zachar and a Nekeva. Af Liv Yasa Nachash Bariach v'livyasin nachash hakalsan. Zachan akiva were created male and female. V'amali in this kachin zelazeh. And if they would go ahead and they would have a relationship with another, they would have offspring. Machrivim would call them cool, destroy the entire world because it would just be too many of them. Says Rabbi Shmuel Lehem v'lados hybrid gedolim. Machrivim is home would destroy the entire world. Ma'asa goes, what did he do? Sarah says Zachar. He castrated Zachar. Says Rabbi Shmuel lo yizakik l'shad dagim. So it shouldn't go to other dagim as well. Inami d'lo lehave le tsar taiva. Shouldn't have a tsar taiva. V'harga nekeva. He killed the nekeva. He kept the male alive, but he was sorry. He said, "V'harga nekeva." And he killed the nekeva. And what did he do with them? Malach letzikim l'sablavo. And he salted it to be for the tzaddikim in the future. Shenemar v'harga satanin asher bayam. And he killed the tanin, the serpent that was in the sea. Says Rishpam, this is the end of that pasuk. Yifkod Hashem b'char ba'akasha hu midlok siv ayarog uksiv yifkod kadarish hachi v'hachi mash malei kra yifkod Hashem b'char ba'akasha aliv yasa nachash b'riach la'asid lavo kasha asa aliv yasa nachash aklasan shari hargis atanin asher b'yam b'shish m'braces. He killed all the way from b'shish m'braces. V'yav behemos b'harirei olef, and also the behemos, literally, of 1,000 hills. This is talking about also a type of animal, not to be confused with behemoth, as in plural for animals, or behemoth or behemoths, right? But it's a very, very big creature that was created on day 6. And like the Leviathan, we didn't allow it to go ahead and to procreate, but that's going to be saved for the future. And if they would go ahead and have offspring, Rechim Kalukul, destroy the entire world. Masa goes, well, what do you do? Sarah Zachar, he castrated the male, but seen it in a keva. Interesting, a difference. The other one, you know, he castrated the male and he killed the female. Here he castrated the male and he just cooled the female down, that it shouldn't want to procreate. Ushmara, let's say, was about love him and preserve for the Zikim in the future. Shanam, as the Pasuk says, Hine na kocha, but must not behold now, its strength is in its loins. Right, this Zachar refers to the Zachar. Why? Because it never had any Zerah come out of it. It says Rashbam, Shalhitil Zerah Mimer, like we find Avram Yaakov saying about Reuven, Rachis Oni, the beginning of my strength. And Yaakov said about Reuven, Rachis Oni. Right, so this also never had any Zerah leave it, so it retained its strength. The Ono Bishrire Bitno, and its power in the belly button of its belly. Zunikeva, that's talking about the Nekeva, because it never had any children, right? Rashbam says, Shalo Yolda. Yeah. Frankly, Hosam Nami over there, also by the Livyasan, Lisarse Lazacha Lisan Lakeva. So why is it that you castrated the male and you killed the female? Why not just cool it down? No, Dagim Pritze, because Dagim are Pritze. They like to get at it. Rashbam says, Velo Mahanya, but that wouldn't help. Why not just do the opposite over there? Kill and salt the male one and not let the female one be able to get pregnant. I could say the salted meat of the female is better. Meaning of the salted fish, you know, of the female is better. Another one says, Kevin Dixiv says, the Pasuk of Yasin say Yitzhak to Lasachik Bo. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim, whatever this means, that Hashem created Livyasin Lasachik Bo to play with of some sorts. Says Rishbam, Varmina Mesachas of Odezar, Shal Revias Yoshev Mesachik in Livyasin, a certain time of the day that Hakadosh Baruch Hu plays with the Livyasin, the last quarter of the day. He has like sports or whatever, he chills with it. But that's not the way to do it with it when it's going to be in the keva. Therefore, it does it with the zachar, so he killed the nekeva. Hachanami limichel the keva, so Hashem could also killed and salted the female of the behemos. So why was it that he kept it alive, just cooled it? Kavra melicha maile, because salting fish, that's going to be good. But bisam melicha lo maile, it's not good to salt the meat, it's not as good. From Rabbi Damara, B'shashim b'yikha kosh b'chol livro, said lo maile, the time that kosh b'chol wanted to go in to create the world. Amar lo l'sar shliyam, he said to the officer, to the angel, the malach of the sea, psach picha b'la komi m'shvalam, the whole world was just water. So he says to them, I want you to go and open your mouth and swap all the water. So Rishbam says, k'dei shetira yabas, as we can see the land. Amar l'fanav, the malach says back to Hashem, it's enough that I could do my own, right? How much that I'm dealing with right now. I'm trying to swallow and take care of my. You want him to do all that? Miyad boyd b'vahargo, because Baruch Hu immediately kicked it and killed it. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Bekocho raga hayam usfunas amachas rachav rahav." Because Baruch Hu split the sea with his might and his understanding. He smote rahav. Now, Rav literally means the proud one, but Over here it says Raga Yam is Lashon Shvira. He broke. Amar Yitzchak Shmam Minobi. You're from here. Sarah Shel Yam Rav Shmo. He killed the Sarah of the Yam, which is called Rahav. That was the name. Vilmali Mayim Mechasen also. And if water wouldn't go and cover over Rav, Ein Kol Bria Yichol Amar Brecho. We don't know how to survive from the smell. Says Rav Shmam Shum Musrach Lefisha Mesa Lekacha Yam Mesriach. Because of the fact that he was disgusting after he died, therefore it has to be covered with the water because he died. Therefore, the waters of the ocean, they're Mesriach. They smell. Shemar the pasuk says Lo Yereu. They're not going to harm or injure in all of my secret mount, Kamayim Leyam Chasim, which is the famous pasuk in Yesheo. Kimala Aretz Deyas Hashem, Kamayim Leyam Chasim. Okay, article layam mechasim. Don't read it as layam mechasim that covering the sea. Says there's baim sharia yam atzmo mayimu. The water is water. Ela l'sara shel yam mechasim. It's covering over the sara shem, the angel of it. Of that used to be the angel of Teltad. From Avida Merav Yarden Yotzim Ares Pamyas. The Yarden, the Jordan River, comes from the cave, the Ma'ara of Pamyas. That's where it comes from. Time now, Chiv Bryce, who actually backs that up. Yarding Yosemeres Pamyas, some halach biyam shel Sivchei, biyam shel Tveria, and it goes through this the yam of Sivchei, and then it goes to the sea of Tveria. Mizgagel biyod leyamagadlo goes down to the yamagadlo with the Mediterranean. Mizgagel biyod and it keeps going down. Hatsmi yelpiv shel Yevyasan until it gets to the mouth of the Yevyasan. Shenever the pasuk says Yiftach ki yagiach Yarding Elpio. It's confident that the Yarding will flow into its mouth. Maskel for Rav Barula, high behemos Bahari Elifksiv, but that pasuk is talking about the behemos of 1,000 hills, not talking about the Leviathan. So what are you talking about? No, so Ella, I'm a Rav Barula, Amos say behemos Bahari Elif, Betuchos, when are they Batuach that they're going to survive? Bezman Shemigiach Yardin, Bepiv Leviathan, as long as this is going to the mouth of the Leviathan. Says Rajbam, Shalo Yamusu, Kol Shah, Shiagiach Yardin, Lepiv Shal Leviathan, the Kozman Shuchai, Betuchin Hain. Kimochin, we know that what's going to happen, we know. Well, there's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle at the end, at the very end of time, or at some point, that they're going to fight the behemoths and Leviathan. And as long as Leviathan is chilling and doing its thing and drinking and alive, so then the behemoth knows it's going to be alive because it's going to die at the same time. Simon, Yamim, Gavriel, Raev. The seas, the oceans, Gavriel and Raev, hungry. Ki yaser avdimi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ma'idich sivur, and it says the pasuk, ki hu al yamim yisad v'ar sichonan now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu founded the land of Eretz Yisrael on the seas and established it upon rivers, says Rishbam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yamim yisad al Eretz Yisrael, elu shiv yom v'ar b'nahar, which is the 7 seas and the 4 rivers, shemakivin Eretz Yisrael, they surround Eretz Yisrael, v'elu hain, these are the shiv yom and the 7 seas, Yamashal Tver, Vyamashal Sadom, Vyamashal Chelis, Vyamashal Chilsa, Vyamashal Sivchi, Vyam Aspamya, Vyab Hagadol, Vyelohain Arbanaros, Yardain, Vyarmuch, Vyromion, Ufiga. Kiyasar of Dimi Amr Yochan, when he came, he said, Asid Gavriel, in the future, Gavriel is going to come. La, so speep, turn the page, and hey. Kinigia im Leviathan to go and to hunt the Leviathan. Says the Rashbam, Sidas Chayos Bekeshes Viromach, Kumini Sida Karuikain, the Chemeshitas Kulin, Vachim Moshe Abenu, Kinige, oh, Ballister Yaya. Well, was he like a hunter? That's the famous Gemara in Kulin. That he should know all the animals and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so Shemar's pasuk says, "Timshoch Leviathan b'chaka." Timshoch Leviathan b'chaka. Can you draw the Leviathan with a hook, with a fish hook, of a chelat hashkia l'shono, or put a rope into its tongue? Right, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is talking to Eov of the weakness of a person. Right, he says that he's not able to go and hunt the Leviathan, which means that it's going to be done by something that's not a human, but rather it's going to be eventually. So Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help the Malach Gavriel and Yochel, he wouldn't be able to go to do it. Shenemar the pasuk says, Ha'oso Yagish Charbo. Also, meaning the one who made him, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one who's going to go ahead and draw near his sword in order to go ahead and to kill it. Just to drop more, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shal Shaliv Yasin Roy, for the time when the Yosin is hungry, Motzi Hevel Mipiv, it lets out Hevel, like his breath, from its mouth, U'maisiach Kol Mimos Shem Mitzula, and it makes all the waters that are in the Mitzula in the depth, it makes them get all frothy. Shenemar HaPasuk says, Yartiach Kasir Mitzula, it makes them frothy like the deep of the, and it makes it very, very hot, like that of a pot.
If not for the fact that it puts his head into Gan Eden, no one will be able to stand from the smell. Right? It's so hot. It just gives like a really stinky breath syndrome. Right? So Gan Eden though can handle it and it calms it down. Says Rashbam, hevel comes out like really, really stinky. Shinabra's pasuk says, Yom Yasim. Pasuk in Eov, Yom Yasim Kamer Kacha, it makes us see a perfume compound. At the time when it's thirsty, it makes furrows in the sea, right? It drinks a lot. So it leaves these furrows. After it makes a path shine, says Rashbam, that Kishashasa Yarin is Siv Hayam. Then and Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov ain't home chose le'esano at shivim shana. After finished drinking, the deep doesn't go back to its original strength, its natural form that it was until 70 years. This is Rishbam mirov ha'mayim shechutzu, all the water has taken. Shem the pasuk says yachshov tahom le'seva, it makes the deep seem like an old person. Vein seva chuzim shivim, and seva is not less than old. The word seva is not less than 70 years. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.